Three quick stories of leadership with the same moral and music to the stories. Men and Women on the Street was a favorite segment on my radio show, Everyday Leadership. Problem was, none of my student assistants wanted to put a microphone in front of unsuspecting people in parks, at the mall, on that proverbial street. Enter Carol Polin, a senior at Michigan State, who took the initiative. Like cliff diving into chilly Lake Superior, she just did it. Story number two. I took my students down a little history trip at the beginning of class. I explained to them how back in the day it was impossible to share notes among many people. Oh, for a friend you'd lend a treasured spiral notebook and they'd saunter off to the library where for 10 cents they could Xerox a page of your notes. It was a total pain. I point out to today's students that they can share notes on readings with the entire class as easily as they can take notes in the first place. Select, copy, paste, email, done. How many volunteers responded to my invitation to lead in this way? One. Jazz created a spreadsheet and is now organizing review sessions ahead of next week's midterm, and doing it better than I could. Story number three. My MBA students have similarly carved up the syllabus readings that they're going to summarize for each other. One student, Michael, did a marvelous summary on a Google sheet of a couple of chapters by Ron Heifetz. Michael included three hyperlinks to short articles which were, if not totally on point, then fascinating extensions of the points Heifetz had made. He went above and beyond. The moral. These were not leaders in the vernacular way that we talk about leaders. In other words, they did not have authority. What they did have was what true leaders have, and that is initiative. Conversely, from the standpoint of authority, I wondered, why wouldn't 79 people volunteer to organize the readings? If you only get one chance to make a first impression, what better way than to grab the tape recorder, as Carol did, and snag some interviews? Build a Google sheet like Jazz did and email your classmates, or take a routine way of summarizing readings and instead make it relevant and rich. It behooves us to think of opportunities to go first, literally, to lead. These three people simply raise the bar for others' behavior and performance, including, by the way, mine. I wanted to work harder as a result of their initiative. And of course, they gain juice, clout, reputation by virtue of their initiative. Next time somebody asks for volunteers, it might be really good to vault past your hesitance. Yes, we are all busy, but a chance to elevate your game may not come your way again. Exercise initiative to lead with your best self. And if you don't believe me, how about a little Eminem or Lin-Manuel Miranda? Message plus music equals a great way to start the week. Here's how Eminem writes it. You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. And from the opening song from Hamilton, I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot.